This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Rallying Patriots! That makes me a pro-human worldwide.
Rallying Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
As Trump attempts to rebuild America and get our jobs back, the globalists are claiming that America is collapsing because of him. Just in that last trailer I played for Get Me Roger Stone. Total and complete baloney town. But we've got Michael Schneider on the state of the economy, what's happening in Baltimore and other areas, Chicago, joining us. And I want to get Dr. Jerome Corsi on because we exclusively 3 months ago, and then again 2 months ago, and then a month ago, and then last week, broke that $300 billion and growing, first it was 200 and something, then 300 and something, had been looted by Obama out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and that Trump is trying to get that stopped right now, and that's one reason they're trying to remove him from office, and that they're putting it into Obamacare and giving it to these big insurance companies and offshore banks, part of this looting. Now, we got that from the White House, and we got that from Congress, because I know Corsi's sources. He's setting up our D.C. Bureau. He's there now. He's joining us at 1:30 today, so in about an hour and a half. Trump admin, we intend to stop Obamacare looting scheme. So I said a few weeks ago when this all broke and when Mnuchin, the head of the Treasury Department, came out and said on Fox Business, no, they have been looting it, and we are looking at that right now. Well, now the word is they intend to stop it. That's exactly what Corsi's been telling the White House. Of course, they've been telling him, he's got a degree in all this finance from Harvard, former advisor to Trump, that just don't let him loot Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and it's over. It's over. People say, oh, we need free health care for everybody. This country had free health care by the 70s. Most doctors spent a third of their time at charity hospitals. My dad used to spend a third of his time at charity hospitals rewiring jaws as an oral surgeon and doing charity work. Suddenly, though, there were lines out the building because nobody else was doing their job and doing it. Ron Paul used to give a third of his time delivering babies for free, working for $2 a day. He'd go 2 days a week and do that. The poorest hospitals in Houston. Because the Hippocratic Oath says you're a servant. Hippocrates. It's an ancient priesthood. People think, oh, my gosh, the Masons and all this stuff, it's Illuminati, and the symbol of medicine is two snakes wrapped together. Yeah, DNA, and it's a cult. Of course it's a cult. Medicine facilities were temples. And you had temples of prostitution, temples of medicine, temples, and then you had secret societies of mathematics and architecture. And so it all comes out of the ancient times. But they've gotten rid of the good parts of it. They don't have the Hippocratic Oath anywhere in the world now. So it's been off about 15 years. Do no harm, it's gone. And you sit up there and you see ignorant people on TV going, my son has a birth defect. What if I wasn't rich? What would happen? That's why the hospitals are called St. David's or St. Michael's or St. this, St. that. Most hospitals are tax exempt, but they're owned by big profitable conglomerates. And they're the ones lobbying for more Obamacare, more big government. And the more money you throw at it, just like education, the more expensive it's going to get. Trump admin, we intend to stop Obamacare looting scheme. Fannie Freddie looted by Obama era policies to pay for Obamacare. Here's the quiet satisfaction I have. These articles that Corsi puts out maybe get 300 comments. Other stories we get, with the UT black professor saying kill the white people, that gets like 5,000 comments and it's read by a million people. But okay, let's say Corsi's articles, most of them only get read by maybe 20,000 people. You know who reads them? The White House, Congress, the regulators. And that's why they want to shut us down. They've told me directly, if I don't want to be sued, if I don't want to be attacked, if I don't want to be, you name it, stop reporting on this. And guess what I'm going to say to the big bank and the New York Federal Reserve and everybody else? Here's what I have to say to them. Hey, you ready? This is what I'm saying to you right now. You got that message? Never gonna stop. Never gonna stop. Gonna beat you too. Even if you kill me, I become a martyr. That's what I say to you. Got it? Never gonna stop. Full sail. Full steam. Rounding speed.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the top of the lizard that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the
backbiter.
Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Tell him that God's
gonna cut him down.
Michael Schneider is an investigative journalist, educator, TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com. He's author of two books as well. And I hope to in the future get him tied into some roundtable broadcasts we're going to launch on radio and TV here in just the next few months. So we are busy little bees, busy little beavers here. Now, he's got some breaking exclusive political developments. He's got a lot of sources as well, because we are the new media, and the old media can't be trusted. So we get the sources from the FBI, the White House, the Defense Department, you name it. Like Trump administration, we intend to stop Obamacare looting scheme. Months after Dr. Jerome Corsi first broke it, with the Congress and White House giving him the documents from federal lawsuits exposing all this, we've now learned $300 billion was stolen by Obama from Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to prop up Obamacare. If Trump simply ends that, it falls. That's now breaking that Trump, I asked last week, I said, It's still continuing? What is Trump going to do? Why'd the White House tell us about this so we can expose it if it's still going on? Is this the type of unbelievable corruption we've got that Trump can't even stop it? And indeed, that's the case. So Trump's trying to stop it. That article's on Infowars.com. Again, these stories don't go viral, but they go viral in the government. We have a lot of articles that are viral that are the general public. But we have articles in like this that shake the foundations of Washington, D.C. And again, Trump is looking for Spicer's replacement right now as the purge of establishment Republicans begins, as Trump cleans house. And Beverly Guilfoyle is being looked at as a possible replacement for Sean Spicer. That's up on Infowars.com by Paul Joseph Watson right now. Now, Spicer's not out yet. We got a call from the White House because our headline wasn't exactly clear. You had to read the article to find out he's not out yet. We're not saying he's out yet. He's on his way out the door, at least currently. Somebody might change their mind on that. But that is from the high-level White House right there. And then the call back we got from another White House source saying, does it currently happen yet? We're like, no, you're right. Let's fix that headline. It's a little bit clearer. But Michael Schneider is our guest. I was going to get him on about these stories. Baltimore has become a rotting, decaying war zone as raging opioid epidemic eats away at the city like a cancer. Thousands flee Chicago, Drudge linked to this, for safer areas of the country as America's third largest city becomes a gang-infested wasteland. And, of course, the elites are fleeing the Western world and going to Pacific armored redoubts. Former Reagan administration official is warning of a financial collapse sometime between August and November. We're going to look at that. Hope Trump can stave it off. Ron Paul says his economics are great. And by the way, he says his stance on Russia is great. He just hopes we can get some detente here. But Ron Paul supporting Trump right now, that shows you a lot, ladies and gentlemen. So read all that at economiclapseblog.com. But with a new exclusive. Oh, by the way, I meant to get to this earlier. It's on Infowars.com. I'm glad he wants to cover that as well. We'll cover it at the bottom of the hour. So I'm going to try to have our guest with us the whole hour and take some calls. I need to respond to Zuckerberg and Dwayne Johnson, all these movie stars and politicos wanting to run for office. They can all do it as U.S. citizens. We don't know who The Rock is. Comes off as a very charming guy. I like him in movies. Very likable. But we know who Zuckerberg is, who thinks you're dumb effers, and who literally works for the Communist Chinese to censor, and who wants to shut down conservatives and libertarians. How can he, under the Federal Elections Commission, want to shut down the free speech of InfoWars, saying that I'm political and can't be politically involved, when clearly I have my First Amendment, journalists have that, but then he, a sworn enemy of free speech, can be able to run for president. So that's coming up as well at the bottom of the hour. But right now, let's go to Michael Schneider. Michael, good to have you with us.
Alex, it's always so good to be with you. Thank you for having me on the show today.
You bet. Well, you say you got some big breaking exclusive news.
I do, Alex, and I'm glad you just mentioned all those celebrities that are thinking of running for office. But you know what? We need to return to the days when just regular citizens ran for office. And, you know, we got Donald Trump elected. We sent him to Washington, but now he's under constant warfare because he doesn't have many friends. He doesn't have many friends in Congress. So we need to take Congress back. We need to take the entire government back. And so people out there, your listeners, people that, you know, are part of this movement, when the opportunity arises, they need to take action. So this week, 2 days ago, we learned here in Idaho that Raul Labrador, the congressman who represents the first district here in Idaho, he says he's stepping down. He's not going to run for another term because he's going to run for governor here in Idaho. Now, that's the district where I live here in Idaho. And so after talking about it with my wife and thinking about, hey, we need people like Ron Paul back in the House of Representatives. We need people who carry on that legacy of freedom and liberty and restoring the U.S. Constitution. We need some friends for Donald Trump in Congress to represent the people. We could use some info warriors actually in there, embedded in the government. And so talking it over with my wife, I am very strongly considering, and this is the world exclusive, I'm announcing this for the first time, I'm very strongly considering running for that open house seat that Raul Labrador is vacating. So I am very strongly considering running for Congress, Alex.
Well, that's exciting. You reach millions of people a week. Your stories are featured all over the news. You do hard-hitting stuff. You're an educator, a parent, an author. And even if you don't win, you'll inject real issues into the campaign. But if enough people like you run, we'll start getting people that aren't just lawyers, but are actually investigative journalists, educators, authors like yourself, doctors, scientists, police officers, veterans, you name it. That's what we need, farmers, engineers. We need to do that. So that's very, very exciting. In fact, I was just talking about, I didn't even know you were going to make this announcement. And I knew something was coming, that we all need to get involved. We have these elites coming with all their money and all their control. And watch, they'll probably tell you, you can't write on your own website or you can't have your own TV show or radio show. But then Mark Zuckerberg and others, they can all, or Bloomberg can run for governor while he has his own media empire. No, we should all be able to have our own media, our own systems, and be involved in the press. We had that until the 70s with all these federal rules and stuff. Now they're trying to use the Federal Elections Commission to say, that we can shut down Drudge Report because he has political views and he's the press. Well, of course he should be able to counter the mainstream media and you know, all this garbage that piles on to patriots and piles on to Trump. So I'm very, very excited about this, and I hope you do run for Congress.
Yeah, there is a war on the alternative media. They're trying to shut down alternative voices, take away their advertising, ban them from Google. You know, and so why don't we declare war back and say, hey, we're going to take Congress. And, you know, and my hope is that if I step forward and do this, that other people, other info warriors, people that listen to the broadcast, people that are patriotic, just ordinary citizens will rise up and say, hey, if Donald Trump can do this, maybe I can do this too. And that
we, and let's be clear, we're riding a wave. The Freedom Caucus is doing a great job, even better than Trump. We've got to expand that. We've got to have an absolute move to block everything the globalists are trying to do and put forward our mission. And if enough people run, some will win. So everybody who are patriots have got to run, because then you're in the town halls. Then you're on TV. Then you're on the talk radio. It gives you a way to promote liberty, to promote your websites, to get a database of patriots that want to work together in your area. This is how we defeat them. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Michael Snyder, I sure hope you do it.
Yeah, well, I can't formally announce yet because that has certain implications. But let me just say I'm very, very strongly considering doing this. And I hope many others will join me because, like you said, some of us will win, some of us will lose. But it gives us a platform to get the message out there. And, you know, we can't just sit back and complain about how bad Congress is and wait for someone else to step up and do it. You know, I've got a certain amount of name recognition. And then up here in Idaho, I live in one of the most conservative areas of the country. So if I could win the primary, the Republican primary, the general election would very likely very much go in my favor. And so it's a very favorable environment for me up here. But all over the country, not only Congress, but people need to look at their local, their state houses. They need to look at local government. Wherever an opportunity arises, maybe people need to think, well, not wait for someone else to do it. Maybe I should do it. Maybe I should step forward and take action and try to take our government back. Because our government today is not what our founding fathers intended. Instead, the globalists have turned our constitutional republic into this vicious monster, which is the enemy of the people. We need to tame that monster and return to the kind of constitutional republic that our founders intended.
I totally agree. And folks, we're riding a wave of populism, of nationalism. And some people will win, like Brexit. Sometimes they'll fail in France. But still, Le Pen won, built her party, got stronger. This is something we've got to do. The only way we fail is not taking action. And so many people, when they don't succeed right away, get bummed out and quit. No, it's the animating contest of liberty. Now, I want to shift gears, Michael Snyder. Very, very exciting. Some of these stories you've been putting out with the economy and other things. As Ron Paul has said, Trump's in a race to try to fix the economy. If we don't create this exuberance, if we don't create this good attitude, if we don't create the new jobs, we're going into a global depression. And so let's hit that when we come back. But just briefly, what do you make of the Comey firing? I think it's absolutely needed and that more needs to come.
Yeah, I completely support President Trump on this one. And it should have happened a long time ago. In fact, during the election, the Democrats were screaming for his head. But now that Trump has done it, they're getting all upset. You know, this is more of the partisan bickering, which we've, you know, grown so accustomed to. But yeah, I have no problem at all with Comey being fired. I fully support President Trump. But the Democrats are going to take any little opening that they think they can get to try to make a big thing out of it, to try to declare war on Donald Trump. And of course, Republicans in Congress, you know, Trump doesn't have a lot of friends in Congress right now. That's why we need to get him some friends. And, but, you know, because there are so many among the Republicans that they don't like him and they'll turn on him in a second. So I, for one, fully stand with President Trump. And I'm glad that Comey was fired.
Well, this is just breaking. It's on InfoWars.com. It's from CNBC. Trump said, I was going to fire Comey regardless. He was a showboat. That's exactly what I got, is the fact that the guy is on a power trip.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 1 dozen assorted roses, plus a free glass vase for $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 1616. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, Pro Flowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed or your money back. 1 dozen assorted roses sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99. And we'll include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is this Sunday, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 1616. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 1616.
You see, the globalists try to teach us all day we don't have any power. When you get in the WikiLeaks, you can pull these up. We wrote articles about them. It's we got to keep them desperate. We got to keep them in the dark. We got to keep them poor. And they say, well, they're not buying our lies anymore, but we're talking to our top psych warfare people, and the professors think we need to go ahead and use cultural warfare. We need to expand that. I mean, I've read these emails on air to the heads of the Democratic Party. What's cultural warfare? It's race garbage, folks. When they're up there on TV saying, if you don't like Obamacare, you're racist, they know what they're doing. When the media points at me and says, maybe Jones is in the KKK. Well, maybe you're child molesters. They just throw that out there. They know it's not true. And that's what's sick about these people, is they hope you're a low-information voter. They hope you have the memory of a goldfish. In fact, there was a piece I never played the other day I asked Nico to put together where it's them, you know, hoping we have no memories, Gruber, and then it cuts to Dory from Finding Dory or Finding Nemo, because there's two different movies. My kids have seen them. And it's actually a species of fish that has like a five-second attention span. Goldfish have a seven-second. There are studies that the average person below the age of 20, look it up, has less than a goldfish's memory. You can't get through to them. They've been totally programmed. And that's the ether, while we're using fish analogies, that these people have us swimming in. If we ever have a memory again, it's over. It's over. Michael Schneider, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. I want to get into the economy. I want to get into Zuckerberg wanting to run for president, The Rock, all of that. But getting back to the FBI director, look at the acting director. This is up on Infowars.com by Jamie White. Acting FBI director, a Clinton ally, his wife gave $600,000. We're ferreting out the videos of him praising Barack Obama and the Clintons as well. I mean, this acting director, he's going to have to go. You know, when he goes, they're going to claim that's more covering up. No, we can't have a bunch of people that rolled over to Clinton corruption in there. These people should be investigated. What do you think?
Oh, I completely agree. This is on a previous broadcast. I talked about how Trump needed a clean house. There are literally thousands of members of the deep state that are loyal to Clinton, that are loyal to Obama, even loyal to Bush, that have to go. And it's going to take Donald Trump some time to get rid of all of them. So it's not just Comey that has to go. He literally needs to fire hundreds, if not thousands of people and get good people in there. So Donald Trump is going to have to find a lot of pro-Trump, pro-liberty people just to appoint to different positions. It's going to be actually hard to find that many people who are willing to serve. So, I mean, we need a revolution in government because, like I said, it's become a total monster.
That's right. Let's break this down since you raised that. The first 30, 40 days, he was totally perfect because there was no one replacing anybody, and Trump was finally doing executive orders and what he wanted, so things were changing. Then he actually tried to get people in but couldn't find any patriots because he's drawing from the swamp, from the sewage pit. And so he only got a few good people, most of them bad. They ignore his orders. He tries to compromise day 70. And so for the next 40 days, things start going sideways. The word is Trump's going to now veer way back into going with his own instinct.
And I would definitely support that 100% because, you know, what he shared during the campaign was it struck a chord with the American people. America first, making America great again, building a wall on the southern border, restoring our economy, all the things that he wanted to do, he needs to get back to that message because the American people loved it. They made him president against all the odds. It was seemingly impossible.
A crushing defeat of the establishment, a total rebuke of their elitist filth.
Yeah, so the American people won it. They were just waiting for someone who could come along and be a fighter, fight for the message, and be able to communicate it in a way that people could understand. And so it happened. And so, yeah, we need to get, Donald Trump needs to get back to his original message, and I'll fully support him in that. And that's what we need to do, get back to the original message. Because America, if we keep going the same way, we're in a huge amount of trouble. And when we come back from the break, we can talk about the things that are happening in cities like Chicago, where the third largest city in the whole country, where we've got 150,000 gang members, and actually that's a number from 2012. It's far worse by now. But the city is under siege by violence. The murder rate increased by more than 60% just last year, and it's mostly because of illegal immigration. That's why we need a wall. And so all these things, you know, Trump needs to get back to that because the
community. Sure, for folks that don't know, Mexico's had 130,000 people killed, second most dangerous country in the world after Afghanistan. Now you've got the same thing in Chicago, colonized by MS-13, colonized by the worst elements bringing drugs up. They're clashing with the black gangs. That's what's going on. And it's a total blood fest. And, of course, you mentioned the fact that They're trying to implode the economy to control things. In the new Roger Stone documentary, they blame Trump for the implosion of the country when he's the one trying to fix it. No, they're the ones. The globalists have been running the show. It's like they blame Trump for Obamacare. I mean, it's the craziest thing. We'll be back with Michael Snyder and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I got a number 13 tattooed on my back. Lucky 13.
Waging war on corruption.
Lucky for us.
Is Alex Jones.
Not for them.
Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I was born in the soul of misery.
Look, and whose fault is this? Before President Trump was elected, there were no counties in America that did not have an insurer. Since President Trump's been elected and massively...
Wait. You're going to blame the problems with Obamacare on President Trump?
We had a situation under Obamacare where there was a one-time premium increase last year that made up for the fact that insurers massively underpriced in the first 2 years. And the problem was fixed. Insurers' positive profits were trending positively. Insurers were saying positive things about their ability to stay in the exchange to succeed. Then you have a president who comes in, undercuts open enrollment, doesn't honor the obligations this law makes to insurers.
All right.
And as a result, premiums are going up and insurers are exiting. You can look at the quotes from insurers themselves.
I think the short attention span of the American public works to its advantage here.
I'm so sorry. See, I suffer from short-term memory loss.
Short-term memory loss.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've all watched Obamacare passed 6 years ago, implemented in the last 5 years, increase everybody I know's premiums at least 30-40%. A lot of people that had really low insurance rates because they've been paying a long time and didn't have a lot of conditions or problems had it doubled. My parents have had it more than doubled. And then they have the nerve to have him crawl back on television and come out with an unreal statement that it's Trump's fault when already states were dumping it and already insurers were getting out in the last 5 years. And as the thing completely goes online this year and the penalties go up to $5,000 a person, remember that just 3 years ago when they said Matt Drudge was a conspiracy theorist, that there was no penalty and that they didn't hire 18,000 IRS agents? There is a penalty. They did hire them. Anybody that didn't go out and get the overpriced health care knows they got hit with a penalty. A lot of my friends that work at this office that haven't chosen to get the insurance we offer that's pretty good, they've just chosen to wing it because they want to keep more of their money, they've been hit with $1,500 and $2,000 penalties. McBreen has shown his penalty on air. But Gruber just says none of that happened. It's happening now because of Trump. Talk about a crazy liar. It's falling apart because it's been looting Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. It's falling apart because Ezekiel Emanuel and Gruber said on Fox News, we got to put a bigger piece together. Where it actually shows him, not just in that one clip, saying, thank God people are so dumb. Thank God they have no memories. Thank God they're so stupid. There's like six clips of it. Remember, he said he only said it once, didn't mean it, and they showed like five other clips of it. And then he said, it's meant to wreck health care and bring in a single payer. Ezekiel Emanuel said that. And we have to bring all those clips back and show you what they said and show others, or they're going to believe that Donald Trump's the reason their health care's doubled or triple prices. That it's Donald Trump's fault that there isn't Obamacare in their state. And then see when it doesn't work or they don't get health care. Oh, that's his fault too. It was always designed to wreck it. Just search. Architect of Obamacare says it's meant to destroy health care. Ezekiel Emanuel. You'll get the clip. But see, I remember all those statements. I don't need to be shown them again. But I tell friends and family that. And they go, oh, yeah, really, Alex. I don't remember that. I was telling some family just the other day. I was like, yeah, there's two new studies that unvaccinated kids are way, way healthier than vaccinated. Oh, I'll believe that when I see it. I pulled up the articles. Flashback, Obamacare architect. ACA designed to implode, destroy insurance companies. There it is. You want us to play it for you? And it's the arrogance of these people when they sit there with these Cheshire smiles. And, of course, the Obamacare architect says society would be better if people died at 75. See, they have this sum pie game where we don't take care of people. By taking care of people, we build jobs, we build an economy, we build a future. That's what civilization is based on. But under their zero-sum game, they want a world where things are scarcer, where things are worse, where humans don't advance, but we're trampled on. We degenerate. We have less quality, Winston. If you want to see the future of humanity, Winston, it's a boot stomping on the human face forever. And by the time I'm done brainwashing you, Winston, you're going to love big government. 1984. Michael Steiner's our guest, toll-free number to join us. Just talking about the state of the world, state of the economy. 800-259-9231, the Comey firing, 800-259-9231, first-time callers, long-time callers, 800-259-9231. I'm going to go to Snyder now to go into some of his articles, what's happening in Chicago, former congressman and others saying the economy is on the verge of imploding. Ron Paul agrees. They're going to blame Trump when it happens, even though he's doing everything he can, according to basic economics, to stop it. But it doesn't matter, we're just blaming him for Obamacare, too. Hell, you smoke three packs of cigarettes a day, get lung cancer, blame it on Trump. You slip and fall on the ice, it's Trump's fault. Get a hemorrhoid, it's Trump's fault. Your kids don't get A pluses, it's Trump's fault. The victimology culture. I don't get up here and expose the corruption because I'm a victim. I want to overcome it. I'm telling you about the problem is believing you want to fix it. 800-259-9231. Briefly. Our great product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We went out and looked at the very best vitamin and mineral drinks that are out there. You get better absorption through those. There's some other great brands out there as well, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine that we sell at InfoWarsTeam.com. It's great. Ours is excellent as well. It's concentrated vitamin Fenryl Fusion Advanced Multivitamin Formulation. It's concentrated. One little tiny scoop, a couple scoops makes a whole pitcher. Your kids will love it. You mix it with a little bit of soda, just soda with no sugar in it, club soda, tastes like a great soft drink. Get it real cold in your refrigerator. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And it is powerful. It's got amino acids. You absorb it better. This is really amazing. Great thing for you and your family. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Also, X2 is about to sell out. DNA Force is about to sell out. We've got the new toothpaste back in, the fluoride-free with colloidal silver and iodine. It's great. People really love it. You can get a discount. It's already 30% off, but you can get additional 10% off when you sign up for auto ship. That's something you're going to need to reorder. And I know a lot of you, just like I bring home stuff for myself, then it runs out. I go, why don't I have my own toothpaste? Why am I catching myself on the weekend driving to the corner store to get toothpaste? Just because I don't want to drive to work and get more out of the warehouse. And then I go to the local corner drugstore and they don't even have fluoride free. So I end up, I did this about a month ago. I have some fluoride toothpaste because a little bit of it doesn't hurt you over time, but it does make your teeth harder. The problem is it's very, very toxic, but it's the cumulative use of fluoride that really hurts you. So occasionally I'll be on the road or something. I got to brush my teeth. I'll get some fluoride toothpaste. I'm just like, not anymore. So I actually set on my own credit card auto ship to get it, two bottles of it. So my children use the bubblegum type. It's not as strong, a fluoride-free toothpaste, super blue. And so I've done that. And that's how you remember to always support us and support yourself. Get the X2. Get our high-quality, high-mountain, Mexico, Chiapas, organic, volcanic soil coffee. Get the products that you need, like the fruit vitamin mineral fruit punch or the Brain Force, things you're going to need to reorder anyways. Just order two bottles at a time. But the best way to do is just order one. And because here's the deal. You're not driving to the shop. You're not doing that. You get 10% off. And then you just get it when you need it, every 15 days, every 30, every 60, every 80, every 90, whatever. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Cancel anytime. Orders $50 or more, free shipping. There's a lot of other specials as well. Just peruse and cyber surf the site, InfoWarsStore.com, and you are fighting the tip of the spear of the globalists. Hate it. Then we're a platform to have all these other great readers and researchers and writers and activists on, of course, your phone calls. So that's coming up. All right, Snyder, I appreciate you and the fine work you're doing. Let's lay out from your deep research and their own admissions, the elite fleeing the West, fleeing the big cities, themselves doing all this while they prepare to run for president, Zuckerberg, what's happening in Baltimore, even worse than Chicago in some numbers. Let's break that down.
Yeah, a couple days ago, I wrote an article which went viral on Drudge Report. It was posted on Drudge Report, got a ton of attention about Chicago, the third largest city in America, once one of the greatest cities in the world, has descended into basically becoming a total nightmare because you've got the gangs that are just pouring in. At this point, gang members outnumber the police in Chicago by more than a 12-to-1 margin. And it's thanks to unchecked illegal immigration, the Latin American gangs coming across the border are just pouring into places like Chicago and creating violence like crazy. In fact, just this week, the Chicago police issued an alert telling every member of the Chicago police force about the high-powered weapons that the gangs are using, because they're just not using, little pop guns. They're using automatic weapons in many cases. And so Chicago's totally out of control, so people are leaving. In fact, last year, 2016, Cook County had lost more people through domestic migration than any other county in America, because people are getting out. And in one recent year, 2015, 3,000 millionaires left the city of Chicago for other places. So people are fleeing. They're getting out. They don't want to raise their families where there's so much violence, so much crime, where things are completely out of control. But of course, this is not just happening in Chicago. It's happening all over the country. You look at Baltimore, where this horrible drug epidemic. I mean, literally, you can go through Baltimore. I've been to Baltimore many times when I used to live out on the East Coast. You can drive through the bad parts of Baltimore, and you'll see bombed out houses everywhere, blackened houses, abandoned buildings. But you'll drive down the street. You'll literally see drug addicts just lying in the street like zombies because it's so bad. And Baltimore, they're on pace for their worst murder rate ever, ever in the history of Baltimore this year is what they're on pace for. So at one time, Baltimore, a real blue-collar city, they had shipping, they had industry. It was actually one of the greatest cities in the entire world at one time, but now Baltimore is a rotting, decaying hellhole that is a joke to the rest of the world. But, you know, there's Chicago, Baltimore, it's happening all over Detroit. It's happening all over America. Forgotten cities, forgotten towns, especially up in the Rust Belt, where we see these drugs. You know, some of these drugs that are coming into some of these communities, they're 100 more times potent than heroin. And we've got this horrible drug. This is especially true in places like West Virginia and Kentucky, throughout the Appalachians, where the jobs have gone, where the industries have been shut down. Obama, he said he would destroy the coal industry, and he really, you know, he really did that. And so these people are out of work. They can get some work at Walmart, but they're down. They're depressed. They're defeated. That's why so many people voted for Trump in those areas, because they're economically depressed. And so many people are turning to these drugs. And we've got a major, this is a major national crisis, and somebody needs to start addressing.
Let's keep walking through this and where you think this is going.
Yeah, well, where it's going, if we see crime exploding in Chicago, the murder rate increases 60% last year, while the economy is still relatively stable, what's going to happen if we have a major downturn? Because, right now, Alex, the number of retail bankruptcies has already surpassed all of last year. And if we continue at the same pace that we're on, we're going to break the all-time yearly record for store closings for retail stores by more than 20%. We're not just going to break the record. We're going to absolutely shatter it. Auto sales are down. The auto industry is in a panic. The people who are defaulting on their auto loans, the highest rate since the last recession. Commercial bankruptcies are increasing at the fastest rate since the last recession. Consumer bankruptcies are increasing at the fastest rate since the last recession. So we've got all these economic red flags going up all around us. You know, meanwhile, the stock market bubble is just crazy, where, you know, the stock market bubble has been going to all-time record highs, but you've got companies like Twitter, like Netflix, like Tesla, where they never make a profit. In fact, they lose hundreds of millions of dollars a quarter. And yet the stock market says these companies, which are just burning investor cash like crazy, that they're somehow worth tens and tens of billions of dollars. And it's just of absolute insanity, lunacy. It's perhaps the greatest stock market bubble of all time. And when it bursts, well, Trump's going to get blamed for it. When the economy was already trending down under Obama in the first quarter, economic growth of about 1% trending down, you know, and when it keeps going down, Trump's going to get blamed, but it started under Obama. These trends started under Obama, so Obama should get the blame, but Trump's going to get the blame, and we've already got so much anger and frustration and racial tensions being stirred up in our inner cities, and when things start getting really bad, and the mainstream media is just pointing it toward Trump for how bad things are, I mean, our cities could just explode in chaos.
That's right. We've had a 50-year rot of America. We have brought in giant third world populations that have no history of living in a free country or being upwardly mobile. They're put on welfare. They're made to be liberal. They're made to have chips on their shoulders right away. Drugs are then shipped in for them. Trump is desperately trying to get jobs into the areas, desperately trying to create exuberance, trying to create a good attitude. Everybody knows with the dollar, you name it, it's all about confidence. And then the media is blaming him when he's desperately trying to right the ship. You go to the Detroits, you go to the Baltimores, you go to the Chicagos, you go to the Democrat-run areas. They are literal hellholes of idiocy, homeless people everywhere. Looks like a zombie invasion in Houston. It's now liberal. Texas is going blue. And there's no upwardly mobile. There's hardly even cars driving around. It's crazy. Then you go to libertarian and conservative areas. It's beautiful buildings being built, culture everywhere, people of all races, colors, and creeds that want to be upwardly mobile, doing great. It's about an attitude, and it's like watching the soul being sucked out of these areas. It's just crazy. And then to see them blame Trump, they know what they're doing. They know that they want to have a giant mass of disenfranchised people that will vote to get rid of freedom, to get rid of free market. And then they can socially engineer things the way they want. This is a military, globalist, deindustrialization, destruction of our culture.
Yeah, that's why we need to fight globalism so much, because if you look, every single major city that's been under progressive or liberal democratic leadership for an extended period of time, they're falling apart. You look, even New York City, the number of homeless in New York City has just set a brand new record high. In Los Angeles, homelessness is so out of control that the LA City Council actually asked Governor Jerry Brown to declare a state of emergency in the state of California just because of homelessness.
And so we're seeing record numbers leaving New York and California, and then most Californians weren't even Californians. They were folks going there to be famous or, you know, looking for a get-rich-quick scheme or whatever, so I want to blame Californians. But the point is, Austin is now a colony of failed people that went to California the last 30 years. They literally don't know why they're losers, but all they know is how to be trendies and followers, so they're trying to pass laws to turn it into California. So they're not even smart enough to climb out of the sewage. Then they try to put themselves back into the sewage with us.
Oh, it's very true. Same thing happening up in this part of the country, Alex. If you go to the grocery store, you go in a mix of people at church or different places, and you ask people, where are you from? About half the people are from California up here, where they a lot of them come up here, and then they want to change this area to be like California. And we're not realizing that the reason they left California in the first place is because it's become so terrible because of the...
Yeah, they show up, they go, why is everything not free in Idaho or Texas? It's because we actually want jobs and money, dummy. You can't have everything free. Look at Venezuela. Go to Venezuela, Californians, if you want a free pot of gold. It doesn't exist, dumbos. It doesn't exist, dumbos. It doesn't exist, jackasses. Stop trying to blow the ship up. God, you people are dumb. I'm talking about our audience. Talking to the idiots. We'll be back with your phone calls.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
888-400-0435.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend.
It's rolling around the bend.
And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
But that train keeps rolling.
On down.
On down the sad and cold.
When I was just a baby.
When I was just a baby. My mama told me, son.
Don't be an idiot. Don't support communism.
Don't ever play with guns.
But we elected Bill Clinton. And, of course, Obama, too. Let's expand on that. First caller I'm going to go to, Scott, says Trump being a globalist, backtracking. I care about results. Trump came out and said, I'm a nationalist, but I'm also a globalist in that we have a global system, and I will use global systems for America's interest. That's what I said on Inauguration Day. America helped build this whole globalist system for the big global combines. Now, for our own interests, we can use it to empower the United States and actually empower other countries on a two-way street. So Trump's going to have to compromise. I totally got what he meant by saying, because he's a pragmatist, I'm a nationalist, I'm going to do it for American interests, but I'm going to use global systems. Global systems isn't globalism. I think the choice of words would be better saying, you know, I'm a globalist too, because a globalist means world government and they believe in all that and want that system. So I think the choice of words, I care about action. And the establishment's after him for a reason. They know he's real. But we'll get Michael Snyder's take on that and then go to Scott. So, Scott, we'll go to you in a second. But what's your take on Scott's point?
Oh, I completely agree with you, Alex. Donald Trump is a nationalist. He wants to put America first. He said that all along. And so the choice of words may not have been ideal there. I agree with you. But, yeah, Donald Trump is the heart of this trend against globalism. But right now, he doesn't have a lot of allies in Washington, D.C. That's why what we need to do, Alex, we need to get a pro-Trump, because if
coalition.
People don't run, we're not going to have a choice. We need to get pro-Trump.
That's it. He should be organizing the Trumpian nationalist movement, the Tea Party 2.0.
Yeah, so let's do it. Let's get a pro-Trump person, someone that lives liberty and freedom, that will support Trump, running for every seat in America so we actually have a choice. If nobody runs, then we don't have a choice. We're just going to end up with establishment candidates again. Let's challenge every seat in America.
Well, I totally agree with you. Let's go ahead and go to Scott. Scott in Vermont. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I've been listening to you since 1998, I think it was, when I first heard you on my shortwave.
Wow.
And I woke up to the New World Order a few years, started waking up to it even before that. But thanks for all you do as far as waking people up. Now, last night, Pat Buchanan, he was just on your show, but last night he was on the Leslie Gold Show, which is a Fox News show, the former Alan Colmes show. And I called the producer, and I asked him to have the host bring this up with Mr. Buchanan, the fact that Trump, he said it only once, I think, during his campaign, he's anti-globalist. But here he was meeting with the biggest globalist since David Rockefeller died a couple months ago. His protege, Kissinger, is the biggest globalist in the world. He's written articles about how he not only loves the New World Order, but loves chaos so they can bring about their New World Order.
I totally agree with you. And Trump said a lot. It was a campaign. Has Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. And so you look at Kissinger, that's how Trump's going to get things done. He's using Kissinger, not the other way around. If I see him start engaging in, you know, Kissinger-type New World Order stuff, I'm going to have a problem. Kissinger's been in the newspaper saying we don't want boots on the ground in Syria. The globalism's falling apart, so a new system's coming in. I want a Renaissance system, not a post-industrial system. The real debate with Trump and globalism is this. He wants a populist prosperity narrative of upward mobility, innovation, unlocking the secrets of the universe. The globalists want a two-tiered breakaway civilization, making everybody else poor. But I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Snyder, take us out to break. Any comments on what he just said?
Oh, I agree. I think a lot of people misunderstand Trump. We need to stand with President Trump. We need to fight the globalists. We need to get him as much help as possible.
But he's going to meet with the Chinese, the Russians, Kissinger. It's going to happen. But I'm going to come back to you, Scott. And then we're going to go to Mike and Zachary and Jason and Laureen and others. Stay with us.
Live.com today.